95.7 The Hog, Daytona's rock station in America, and it's Morning Hog Happy Hour, Riggs and Guy Brew Review. Josh and Amelia wearing the red, white, and blue over there at SR Perot headquarters. Good morning. Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
Flying the flag for not only the U.S. of A., but Tasty Beverages, and we knew the theme coming in. We knew we were going to have all American beverages today, and you've put together quite a fleet.
Yeah, we got quite a few. We got a range here today.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we start here? I see a familiar name, but a different looking bottle, maybe.
Exactly. We got Yuengling Flight. This is kind of like their light version of the light version. That makes sense.
Yeah, of course.
So this one, what they're looking for is kind of lower calorie count, lower carb count. So it's 4.2%, 95 calories and 2.6 carbs.
All right. Oh.
Yeah. Great. I mean, it's pretty cool. Check out the bottle. I mean, it's got wings on it. It just reminds me of America. It reminds me of an eagle. And you know, Yuengling is America's oldest brewery. So they had to be included this Friday on our brew review.
Yeah, oh, that's right. That's right. You got to remember that we're going OG this time around. Let me tell you how powerful Guy was. He just took that cap on this bottle and twisted it off with his bare hands.
These are twist offs.
Oh, yes. Oh, I thought he'd done something like a feat of strength. Okay. Wow. Well, still impressive though.
Yes. They consider this the next generation of light beer.
So what's the ABV on this?
4.2.
Oh, okay.
So it's the same range as your normal domestic beers, but with a lower calorie count and a lower carb count.
I'm always impressed when you can take out the calories and the carbs and still maintain the flavor. This beer is doing it.
Yeah, it still has the Yuengling flavor in it.
Exactly.
Yep.
Featured in this week's Publix ad, so go to Publix and find a good deal on this beer for 4th of July weekend.
Really? Nice. Okay. Well, look out. Here I come, Publix. I mean, again, I'm probably not going to be able to buy cereal and bread, but I'm getting more of these.
Well, I mean, if you have some leftover cereal, just pour this in the cereal.
Yeah. I mean, what I found is old cereal becomes dog food very easily, so it's not bad. My dog loves Count Chocula. This is great, though.
If you guys want to find out where you can fly and get this beverage, srprod.com, beer finder.
Oh, that's very good. All right, we're staying inside the continental United States. Next, a gentleman who, while might have been a statesman and a founder, is just really good beer.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes.
So we got the classic Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
So Sam, I don't know if you recall, we did sample this last year. Last year, they came out with a new version of this that was a little bit brighter. The last one had kind of some earthy tones, and the citrus was a little light.
Okay.
So they reformulated it to kind of match that moniker of a summer ale. So it's a lot more citrus, a lot brighter, easier to drink, crisp. And you really get the citrus on this.
You can really smell the citrus.
Citrus right on the beginning. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very citrusy.
Well, that's cool.
I mean, that's what you expect for a summer beer.
Yeah, it tastes like summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, if summer had a taste and you put it in a bottle, that would probably be it.
No,
I kind of want to go to the sun now.
Now, is Sam putting these out just as a by themselves, or are these part of a pack or anything? Or are they just you get the summer all inclusive?
So you can get these in 6-packs, 12-packs, and I believe they're in the variety packs as well.
Nice. Wow. Okay. A lot of opportunities to get your Sam Adams kicker into your holiday weekend. No, I'm saying the Sam Adams, of course, was our 15th president. He was responsible. He brought in the drinking amendment, which was not prohibition. This was just a drinking amendment, which says that you have the right to drink more than one beer at one time if you want to. So you can get two Sam Adams, pour them both in your mouth.
Is this verifiable fact?
Well, I haven't Wikipedia'd it, but it's basic knowledge. I'm just basing it on basic knowledge. I call it beer smarts.
Okay, fair enough.
That's right.
Use that.
Well done again. I mean, of course, here at the Riggs and Guy Brew Review, beer is always in season, and we have a couple more flavors for your big Independence Day weekend palate. We'll get to those next Riggs and Guy Brew Review. Josh and Amelia at SR Perot right here on 95.7 The Hog.